This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Oh, slide back into your lives and your mind, the DJV way of getting acclimated to the world as we see it and hear it and know it. Jennifer Horn is here to exchange thoughts and ideas, and Victoria Keelan likewise. Cat, I like coming, but the power of suggestion. I was just looking at a new Caterpillar diesel loader, and it says on it, the logo on the side says Cat Power. And for some reason, I was translating that to Kara Power. I was about to say Kara Power, and Cat came out. So, Kara, you're the power behind the throne here.
Thank
with
you,
all those
I guess.
Dials and switches and the lights and things in the control studio at our originating network, Radio America in Washington. Now we head to Los Angeles, where Jennifer Horn has our first trending story.
I do have the first trending story, and it's a big one, and because of the current climate, hasn't gotten a lot of attention, so that's our job. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced this week that he will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Again, you say? When? Where? Well, where will it happen? Well, Pyongyang is the place, and Sunday is the day. This will be part of his trip to Asia, which begins later in the week. According to the State Department, he's going to be visiting Japan, South Korea, and China as part of his trip, and the State Department also announced that it will be his fourth visit to North Korea. He's expected to attempt to set up a second summit between Kim and President Trump. They previously met face-to-face in Singapore this past June. There was some moving forward, then there was some moving back. Now it seems that the path is moving forward once again. President Trump had made an announcement a couple of weeks ago that he would be meeting face-to-face with Kim Jong-un. I think he made those comments when he was at the United Nations. So, again, we seem to be headed on the right path, but Kim Jong-un is one of those world leaders that you can't trust. So you proceed with guarded optimism. How about that?
All right. So there's good and there's bad to this, Jennifer, as there is to a lot of stuff. It seems the North and South Koreans are removing landmines that have been scattered along their border, trying to ease the tensions between the two countries. The removal operation started this week at two sites inside the DMZ. The Joint Security Area, as it's called, known as Arrowhead Hill, is where they're working first. They're removing all the landmines in this Joint Security Area over the next 20 days. So they say this is part of the agreement the leaders reached during their summit. First step in efforts to build trust between these nations. So, that comes out, that's on the left hand, okay? Over on the right hand is a story today about the North Koreans having 60 nukes. So, the landmines are dangerous, to be sure. South Korea's unification minister told the country's lawmakers that the North Koreans could have as many as 60 nuclear bombs at their disposal. The first time a South Korean government official has spoken publicly about the size of the weapons stockpile in the North. They've been secretive, as one might expect, although I don't know if we can say they certainly rattled the saber enough last year, set up enough of those missiles, and they said, we got these nukes, and maybe, so now they do, apparently. The reports from South Korea say that the estimate of the North's weapons is on par with some other estimates that they have. So they're corroborating information. So on one hand, they're removing the landmines to calm things down, but they're still acknowledging that there are 60 nukes up there. One wonders where they came from. How did the North Koreans get nukes? They get them from Iran. They figure it out on their own. I think most people think they came from Iran, right? Isn't that what the conventional wisdom is?
Right, even though Iran says, oh, we don't have any of those. But, yeah, that's what people think.
Baloney. All right, so what do we think? What's the right approach that our country should have to the situation in Korea? Victoria, I'll start with you. What do you think is the right approach? What should we be doing? What should people who are listening right now be thinking about? Or should they be thinking about this at all? Should they be thinking about what they're having for breakfast?
Well, I think it's, I don't know how many people, to be honest, I don't know how many people really think about this on a sort of daily basis. I don't know what the right answer is. It's why it's way above my pay grade. So I don't know how we should handle him except with a lot of caution. That would be the only thing I would always insist on. I was not a big fan of him getting an audience that quickly with the president, but, you know, if fewer nukes are around and people feel safer, then fine, you know.
Yeah, I'm for getting rid of as many nukes, no matter how you do it, as we can. There are way too many of them. There are thousands and thousands of nuclear bombs and arsenals, not only in our country and China and Russia, but smaller countries have them. Israel's got a ton of them. That are just
but
sitting.
Somehow I trust Israel. Like, I'm okay with Israel having that. I don't.
As
think
opposed
that,
to North Korea, you mean?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think you can. Yeah, that's. Yeah. I don't think there's too much disagreement there. All right. So, anyway, Jennifer, your take on this?
My take is that we are in, even though Kim Jong-un is a wild card, and that's the understatement of the year, we're in a better place than we were a few years ago. If you remember when President Trump was going into office and he was sitting, it's a very famous scene that was said, it burned into my mind. He was having a meeting with then President Obama, who was kind of whispering back and forth, and the two of them were talking. And Trump has since said the greatest concern that Obama had was going to war with North Korea, that he was very close to going to war with North Korea because
Obama
of their behavior.
Was?
Absolutely. Oh, and so the fact that we are in a position where we're actually having conversation and where ballistic missiles are not being tested and flown over Japan and flown in the direction of the United States, I think that's a positive. Now, do I trust this person? No. Does ultimately a regime change make sense to me? Well, maybe. Maybe it does. That, as Victoria said, is beyond my pay grade. But I think if we can get in and appeal to the sensibilities of Kim Jong-un, it is far more advantageous for us to have a relationship where we can talk to him, write letters like he likes to do, rather than have him be left to his own devices trying to make a name for himself. I think you have to show him about how he can bring in Western culture, how he can make money, how he can get flashing lights and pretty things in his country, and that becomes the motivation for Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen's totally
Dennis
right.
Rodman.
This is a shiny objects guy. He is 100%. They have, you know, this is going back to a couple years ago before we really, you know, before I personally thought that North Korea was turning into a really big problem, which it has. But, you know, I used to just sort of, in a fascination way, read about a lot of the stuff that he does. He built that extravagant water park that never opened, and they stage it, you know, like, and then the ski lift, he has a ski resort that they opened, and then they just hire people.
Like Saddam building the Flintstone
it's so
building.
So weird. Yeah. Yeah. It's so, I mean, but to build an entire water park and then to have children there just staged for a day and then it just sits empty. And I understand they don't have the money to run it, but it's such a weird display of what he considers to be opulence. It's very odd.
Whack job. Whack job. He's a whack job. All right. In a moment, who knew there was an American Association for Nude Recreation. We're going to dig into that association after these important announcements.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind?
Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
As they say on Twitter, ICYMI, in case you missed it, Amazon recently unveiled a handful of new devices across its Alexa, Echo, and Fire TV product lines. We're joined by Molly Waits. She's Amazon Devices PR Manager. Alexa, what's new there?
So much new with Alexa, like 14 new devices, so customers can get Alexa into their homes and on the go in so many new different ways. But let's start with our all-new Echo Dot. Echo Dot is the best-selling speaker ever, and the team has actually managed to make it better. It's been totally redesigned, so it's got this curvier shape to it, and it comes in three different fabric finishes, so it really suits any decor. And at $49.99, it's still super affordable and a great way to get Echo and Alexa into every room of your house.
Amazon.com/devices.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, and I put you together specifically because it's time for us to get ready for the holidays and shop like a nudist. Make your holiday purchases in
do
the
buff. Do nudists shop? Yeah.
Apparently.
Do they have any place to put anything? Where do they carry their money?
They give a whole new meaning to fanny pack.
Oh,
that's one of the best lines you have ever come up with.
That's a good one.
That was very good, Victoria. Very,
you
very
go home
good.
Now. That's
I'm done. Mic drop.
Can't stop that.
All right, before you go, you want to get a gift membership to the American Association for Nude Recreation?
Why not? Right. Hey, everybody, this is what you're getting for Christmas from me.
All right. You can shop your deals on Black Friday and Cyber Monday using your membership. Apparently, associate member of the American Association for Nude Recreation, you can become a skinny dipper and go to clubs and resorts and campgrounds. Give somebody you love a membership in the National Association for Nude Recreation. And they describe themselves as your guide to nude recreation and naycation vacations.
Oh, boy.
Annual membership includes 12 months subscription to the monthly newsletter, The Bulletin, a member savings of 20% on admission fees at affiliated clubs, the right to vote in elections, not a regular election, you know what I mean, their elections.
Apparently they serve.
Wait a minute, there's an image. Let's get everybody to go. Let's declare on voting day, we'll have a special place for naked people who want to go vote, and we can go, you know, they have curtains around the places to vote anyway, right?
Yeah, but how do you get in and out?
I think you go in naked and people check you out that way. Mm-hmm. There are 180 of these clubs, by the way, around the country. Member savings of 10% on advertising if you want to put a personal in the bulletin. $57 for an individual membership, ladies. Couples do a membership, $93.50. So that's the American Association for Nude Recreation. You can get all kinds of benefits on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, too. 21 after the...
Healthcare.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm sounding like Captain Curmudgeon. I just caught myself, Victoria. I was about to say, why do all these songs sound the same? The same percussion, the same drama.
The same reason all your favorite songs from the 60s sound exactly the same.
That's
pop music for you.
Good answer, Kara.
Little smart tickler that she is. Okay, DJV time is 24 after the hour. Music time in this hour, focusing on the music of Taylor Swift, who announced she will be opening the 2018 American Music Awards with a performance of one of her fiercest songs. She was on Instagram posting a video of herself with her cat, Meredith. Sorry. Good morning, America. It's Taylor. I wanted to say that I am going to be opening up the American Music Awards with a performance. Don't be too excited about it. My God, she joked. The caption on the clip was, I'm opening up the American Music Awards with a performance of I Did Something Bad. Meredith is not excited, but I am. The song off of Swift's hit album Reputation from last year sparked speculation that it was inspired by her infamous feud with Kanye West. His song Famous included the lyrics, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. I made that blank. What is this?
That's the famous line that he gave.
Right.
He made her famous?
Yeah.
He said that.
He right. says that, yes.
Yeah. He's a That's jackass.
He right. is.
Right. Right.
That's what Obama said. He was a jackass, and he is a jackass.
He did.
Yeah. The award show. Isn't that fun to say something like that? As much as I love to, it's fun just to call somebody like Kanye West a jackass. That was one of the best lines Obama had in his 8 years as president. Kanye West is a jackass.
That's probably why he's a Trump fan now. He's probably like, yeah. Forget that guy. I like him. Don't call me a name. Now I'm out of here.
Anyway, American Music Awards airing on Tuesday, the 9th of October, 8 o'clock. So everybody who's anybody in music is going to be there, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Including, Kara, Ed Sheeran, who is going to become the first celebrity to visit a pub in Connecticut. This particular pub or any pub would be the question.
I think this particular pub in Connecticut.
I got it. Okay. I got to throw when Ed stopped in for a pint. The New Haven Register reporting that Sheeran and his fiance hung out at Tommy Sullivan's Cafe. What a great name for a pub. Tommy Sullivan's Cafe. It's in a little town called Branford, which is up the coast from New Haven a bit. I guess they went to a wedding on Friday night there, right? Somewhere nearby.
Yep.
And then they just went to the pub. The pub owner, Mav Sullivan, of course that's his name, N-A-E-V-E.
Mave,
is that how you pronounce it? Mave?
Yeah,
okay.
You've never heard
Irish
Mave
name.
Before?
No,
yeah.
Never heard Mave before. Huh.
In Boston, you've never heard Mave?
In Boston,
like,
I've never
like
heard
three
Mave
before. I can introduce you to three Maves
much.
In Boston.
I don't socialize much, right? That's true.
Guess not.
Anyway, said the owner said the fact Sheeran came in and ordered a beer before he was joined by others from the wedding party. He was smiling and he snapped pictures with Mr. Sullivan and bartenders. The owner said Sheeran had a good time hanging out and was very nice and polite. Well, why wouldn't he be? What is the expected?
Well, not every celebrity is.
Yeah, not every human being.
Everybody's got a bad Ben Stiller story, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Don't get me started on that. I have my own. Yeah,
do you?
He's a jackass.
Yeah. From everything I've heard, yeah.
Kanye West and thank you.
Ben Stiller.
I haven't thought about that for a long time. Ben Stiller is also a jackass. But no, Ed, no worry about Ed, though, Kara. He is not. He is not. Ed Sheeran, the headline is, Ed Sheeran is not a jackass. 28 past the hour.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The National Council of Churches, which represents about 40 million people across the United States, is calling on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to withdraw his nomination. They say Kavanaugh disqualified himself, showing partisan bias during his hearing last week, demonstrating that he lacks the temperament to join the high court. Also, the group says that Kavanaugh told outright falsehoods during the hearing. A new op-ed in the New York Times, signed by 650 law professors from UCLA to Harvard, says the Senate should not confirm Kavanaugh, citing the importance of judicial temperament and Kavanaugh's lack of commitment to judicious inquiry. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
This is a coordinated smear campaign. No evidence, no independent corroboration, just smears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How did you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Compounding your sense of security for the day, this is the DJV Show, the way for you to start your day, spend time every day. Nice to have you on board with us. And when I say us, I mean Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We turn to Victoria now for us to focus, Victoria. It's focus time.
Well, the Wall Street Journal is focused on Toys R Us, saying that they have set the stage for a possible comeback by canceling a bankruptcy auction. The auction was set to sell off intellectual properties like brand names and website domains. Even Jeffrey the giraffe, the mascot, was going to be sold. And so, but a proposed reorganizational plan would instead allow Toys R Us to relaunch as a retail business using those assets. So, of course, we know earlier this year, Toys R Us closed more than 700 stores, tens of thousands of jobs were lost. It was just the end of an era. And so now, apparently, they say that a new chapter for Jeffrey and Toys R Us brands could be in the works. They have legal paperwork that's on the way, and they want to open brick-and-mortar stores again. So I don't know if it's going to work, but if it could, I think if they opened even a pop-up store in time for this holiday shopping season, I think so many people were kind of upset that Toys R Us was finally going under that. Yeah. I think it may have kind of lit a fire under people that
if they have a pop-up store or if they try to relaunch, people may actually start shopping there again. So maybe this was just a genius plan, scare everybody into believing that Jeffrey's dead, and then now he's back.
Jeffrey the giraffe. Mm-hmm. How long have Toys R Us been around? Anybody remember as Babies R Us, Toys R Us? What are some of the other stores that that have that handle?
Kids R Us.
That was the other one.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. But it was all the same company, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the Kids R Us went away pretty quickly. Babies R Us stuck around for a while.
It did. Yeah. Well, anyway, I think it's interesting to see. This is very clever. If that's what they did, it's very clever. Good for them. Speaking of stores, let's see. I got three different names of stores here to deal with. Let's talk about Costco first, or Costco and Nordstrom's having something in common. That's pretty unusual. Costco and Nordstrom's to be mentioned in the same sentence. They are with a group of stores that will not be open on Thanksgiving. The list has been compiled, even though the holiday shopping season for some is far off. We've concluded there will be no Thanksgiving or Halloween this year. It's straight to Christmas, with a number of stations that are already flirting with playing Christmas music.
I'm not ready to skip Halloween yet, Stefan.
I'm not jumping on
that bandwagon.
Yeah, well, I don't care about
Halloween.
I love it.
I love all the pumpkin stuff. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm the basic girl that loves pumpkin spice.
BestBlackFriday.com releasing the Thanksgiving Day store closings. A roll call of 60 retailers saying they will not be open on the 22nd of November. Sam's Club, Home Depot, Lowe's, among the stores that were open last year and have been open for a while, but now apparently they have thought of their employees. Because it is kind of nice to be home if you have a family on Thanksgiving, don't you think?
Absolutely.
But it's the day before the online. Isn't that Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, right? And isn't that why they open, to get a jump trying to beat the internet usage of all of the places like, excuse me, Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that why they stayed open?
Yeah. That's exactly
174 million people shopped in-store and online during the Thanksgiving weekend last year. It was Thanksgiving Day. Then it's, what is it, it's Black Friday, and then it's Cyber Monday. But that's all been blurred now because they spread it out, and so it's no big deal anymore. I saw one car dealer advertising, get your Black Friday super savings now. Don't wait until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I actually read an article about how a lot of the retailers, because I think there was some disappointment with Amazon's Prime Day. Remember when they do that in July? It's Prime Week. And there was some disappointment there. So they were saying that they're actually going to start doing Black Friday type sales now, starting like in this month of October, rather than waiting around for
Thanksgiving.
Well, it'll still be there, but I don't know how effective. I know for my own habits, if I can buy stuff online, and Black Friday sales typically are extended to the online community on that Friday, you don't have to wait for Cyber Monday, I'm going to do what I can online instead of having to sit at 3 o'clock in the morning in front of a Best Buy.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
You could never get me at 3 a.m. anywhere.
Unless I'm doing this program.
Right.
Wait a minute. You want to finish that sentence, please?
I have to qualify that.
Finish the sentence.
I will not be sitting in front of a Best Buy ever at 3 a.m. Let's just put it, I'll end it with that.
Put it that way. All right. Here's the latest from Walmart with people in the news as our focus now. The story of Helmut Kolb, who was arrested after a woman claimed he approached her while she was sitting on a bench outside a Walmart with her daughter. The woman, whose name is Tracy Nye, told police this guy, Mr. Kolb, asked her if she was married before changing the subject to her daughter. Get ready to be creeped out, ladies. Seemed like a friendly conversation. He didn't seem like a threatening person at first. And then he started badgering Ms. Nye, asking if she would sell her daughter to him. He said he had $100,000, and then he went up to $150,000, and then he went to $200,000. I will buy your daughter for $200,000. The daughter was sitting next to her on the bench. and he grabbed the girl's wrist and kissed it, according to the mother, before she got creeped out, screamed. And there's a picture of this guy that you can find if you look around in the jailbird section of your favorite. And he looks like the lead singer of Jay and the Americans to me. Jay Black, he looks just like him. But he does also look like he just looks like, look into his eyes.
What is wrong with people?
That's it. That's my, I don't, that's
where
my
do
question.
You go? I mean, is that where, video games?
You go to Walmart.
Video games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go what ahead. Brings what people you... to the, well, no, but what brings people to that point?
Mm-hmm.
Is it mental illness? Is it violence? Is it somebody perpetrated some awful crime on them? What the heck gets people to that point?
Let's go back to what you just said. I believe this study that's out this week confirming the link between violent video games and physical aggression. There's a debate that continues. Didn't ever happen in my house. It was, no, you can't have any video games of any sort. It didn't make any difference. We had no video games in our house when Megan and Brendan grew up. None. And if I had children, I would say the same. I say the same to my daughter, hopefully, about my grandson, Miles. Because it does, these studies prove that players become more physically aggressive. There were 17,000 adolescents who were surveyed from the ages of 9 to 19, and the results found playing violent video games led to increased physical aggression. So when we're training pilots to be in the Air Force, what kind of video games do they use for that? Anybody know? What is, like, Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty? Those are the ones that are really bad.
Not for training. No, yeah, for training, those are flight simulation games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are, okay.
Yeah.
I thought sometimes they were just regular video games. So, my question to you, not to Victoria or Jennifer or Kara, because they're not parents. Those of you who are parents, and those of you who let your children play with these games, how do you look at yourself in the mirror? And you can yell at me all you like, because I know you yell at me when I talk about football. So you can yell at me about this. You're a bad parent. You are.
I was not expecting that.
If you let your children play with these games.
You're a bad parent.
This violent. Well, I say that you're a bad parent if you let your child play football. You've heard me. How many times have you heard me say that, Victoria?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, with this new study on football injuries. That's another item of interest out this week. And this is interesting because the suggestion here, listen up, if you are having your children, allowing them or encouraging them to play football, maybe there is a way to make it safer. There's a focus on kickoff rules that may lead to a significant reduction in concussion rates. There was a letter published in the Journal of the American Medical Association after the Ivy League Athletic Conference changed its rules a couple of years ago to move the kickoff and touchback lines in games. There was a serious reduction in the concussion rate, apparently, among players. Specifically, the average annual concussion rate in the college conference was 10 per 1,000 plays, and it dropped to 2. Wow. That's quite a significant drop.
Yeah.
It became 20% of what the problem had been before. That's 69-70% or more reduction in the rate of concussion incidents. Kickoff return play poses a risk to concussion because it involves players running at a speed toward each other over long distances. Yeah,
yeah.
It does sort of make sense because you're not really banging into them, right? Attacking them.
Right. That's the hardest hit is usually on the kickoff return.
All right. So what would happen if this rule was introduced in professional football, or would it ever?
I don't know that it would ever, because people want to see that hard-hitting. They're used to what they're used to, so it would have to probably be something that was implemented over time. But, you know, with the more lawsuits that come and the more class action that the NFL... I mean, the NFL's getting hit in the pocketbook with all of these things. So who knows? I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I do think it's unlikely, though.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I will not rescind if you're a parent and you... Or having your child play. It's soccer. It's all this. Imagine your child, your daughter, your son gets hit in the head with a ball going 45 miles an hour. What do you think that does to your neck? The stem of your neck connecting your head to your body is the size of a quarter. keep that in mind when you go cheering on your children in a soccer game and they get hit in the head with a ball at 45 miles an hour.
We've got to think of a better solution then, because earlier we're talking about kids don't exercise enough, so we can't eliminate all forms of exercise. We've got to figure out some middle ground.
No, I'm not eliminating all forms of exercise.
And soccer's fine. Most kids, like kids' soccer teams
they're
now,
fine.
Like, you can't, they don't take headers. And that's other than that,
okay,
soccer's
so
fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just doing all track and field all the time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Soccer? I didn't even know her. 46 past the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Are you a pescatarian? If not, you may want to seriously consider this fish and plant-based diet. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer in the U.S., and every year more and more people under 50 are diagnosed with it. Much attention is being given to diet as a potential contributing factor. Driving home the point is a new study involving vegetarians, which concurs. Vegetarians, as a whole, have a 22% lower colorectal cancer risk. Those who also add fish to their diet have a whopping 43% less risk than the general population. We don't know why pescatarians fare better. Other than eating fish and more fiber, they generally eat less sweets, smoke less, and exercise more. Whatever it is, doctors agree on one thing. Prevention is the primary goal in stopping all kinds of cancer, and pescatarians seem to be on to something.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Wards Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dogs are doing great if they're associated with Warren Eckstein and his pet show, or get his hugs and kisses. Hugs and Kisses, the proprietary brand, the line of great vitamins and minerals that is specifically engineered for your dog or your cat, two different types. So Warren, check them out. You can do it. I'm sure you can find the Hugs and Kisses stuff at petshow.com or warrenextine.com or hugsandkisses.com. Every week when Warren is here, we bring a problem or two to the surface, talk about it, and have Warren try to figure out how to fix the problem. You have been hearing from people lately who are concerned about their dogs peeing everywhere. Isn't that what dogs are supposed to do? Where's the nearest fire hydrant?
You know, this should be their biggest problem in the world. My dog's peeing too much when I take him for a walk, Doug. Forget about politics. My dog's peeing too much when I take him for a walk. But, you know, it's interesting because it's frustrating for a lot of people because they don't quite understand what it means when their dog is lifting his leg on every pole or every tree that he passes. And basically, what the dog is doing is claiming territory. It's kind of like, let me put it this way. When you take your dog for a walk and he lifts his leg, it's kind of like texting, okay? That's your dog's way of texting, Googling, sending messages to other dogs in the neighborhood. Every bit of information he needs is right there. The sex of other dogs around, the hormones, the pheromones, it's all there. So when you take your dog for a walk, let him pee on everything he wants to pee on. It's like a neighborhood meeting. And I think it's important for people to understand that when you take your dog for a walk, remember, it's their walk. Let them go outside. Let them sniff. And by the way, Doug, the higher your dog kicks, the more dominant your dog is. So if you take two dogs, my little chihuahua, when he was young, he used to jump up to pee above the big dogs.
Really?
You know, if you take some dogs out for a walk, some real macho dogs, you'll see these little dogs lifting their legs so high, trying to get as high as possible, because the higher the urine is on a place, the more dominant that dog is. So he says, I'm the king of the neighborhood. So that's why they went up. Two dogs will pee for a half hour if you take them to the same pole, Doug.
Really?
You know that thing next door where everyone shares information about the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what this is for dogs. It gets them out there. So don't get frustrated. Let your dog pee. It's their way of communicating. Leave them alone. How would you like someone standing next to you if you were going to the bathroom? Say, hurry up, let's go, let's go. I don't think I'd like it.
What about when nothing's coming out anymore? Because my chihuahua does that all the time.
Does it make any difference? In his mind, he's Schwarzenegger, okay? In his mind, whether pee is coming out or not, he believes it is. So just let them go. There's a reason for it. It's instinctive. It's the way it should be. It's important for them. It's important for the health. And if you control it or over-control it sometimes, other problems can really crop up, like challenging people versus challenging the urine smells of other dogs on the walk.
I love it when now Daisy May, my new bulldog pal, gets out of the house after she's had her breakfast, and she just tears across the lawn. We have a regular routine. We walk down a pathway in the park, park that's next to the house, the farm. And she just loves it. And she's now able to just runs and runs and runs. And she finds it, but she holds her pee. She's not like other dogs. She's exactly the opposite. Why does she hold her pee?
It's very possible, you know, certain breeds, certain dogs are very, very clean. And your dog came from a puppy mill scenario where she had to eat, had to sleep, and had to pee and poop where she lived. So very often, when you get a dog from that situation, they try to hold themselves as much as they can because they don't want to soil where they have to hang out.
Mm. Isn't that interesting? Because when she first, and when I go away for a couple of days and come back, she'll pee and poop in the house once or twice, but she doesn't.
But that's not a bad thing, Dutch. No, that's not a bad thing. You assume that because you're away and the dog pees or poops in the house, that basically the dog's doing it because she's angry or upset. In reality, it's the Hansel and Gretel syndrome. When you're away and come home and leave again, the dog will mark the territory as a way for you to find your way back. That's what dogs and wolves do in the wild. So, yeah, in other words, they'll leave their mark specifically so you can find your way back to them. Yeah. They feel like you might have been abandoning them.
All right, here's something that has cropped up this week, a report about dogs dying that have been groomed at PetSmart. This can't be good for them. I don't know if they're an advertiser of yours or not, but the PetSmart stores across the country being investigated because they now have begun to insist that if you want your dog groomed at PetSmart, you got to sign all kinds of non-disclosure agreements. They paid off a lot of these people to try to get them to sign, after they give them the hush money, sign agreements saying they wouldn't talk about it in public.
It's been going on for a while. The bottom line is...
Since 2008.
How many dogs, Doug?
Since 50. Since 2008.
Jeez. I assume that when you take your dog to a groomer, you should interview them the way you would interview a pediatrician for your child. Get to know them, really understand them. And very often what happens in these big chains, the groomer may be at this store today, another store tomorrow.
So
find a groomer in your area you're comfortable with. Get recommendations from your vet and other people. And then sometimes just kind of stop in during the day when they don't expect you to see how they're doing with your dog.
I just washed Daisy in that oatmeal shampoo stuff. That seems to be fine. She doesn't mind. Charlie used to hate getting a bath, but Daisy doesn't mind it at all. All right, there it is, the word. You've heard the word from Warren Eckstein here. Check out thepetshow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.